following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Thursday, October the 19th. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. Tonight, I want to talk about some things that I jotted down. I took notes on this a couple days ago. In light of what we're seeing taking place, especially in the media, what's being portrayed. And it made me think about some stuff that I want to share with you tonight. So let's get after it. All right, guys, if this is your first time joining us, let us know in the comment section below, if you would, where you guys are joining us from. We'd love to know that. We'd love to welcome you to the broadcast. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, hit that share button. This pushes our program out there on these platforms, on the algorithm. And if you don't know by now, we do have a free app. It is available on Apple and Android devices. Once you download that app, depending on what device you're from or that you have, go to your Play Store, download the app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to get every headline and every podcast right at your fingertips. So we would appreciate it if you would do that. So tonight, I want to, again, we know that we just saw and we've witnessed something that has really just brings to the forefront that something that we've all known, and we've known this for a while, that the mainstream media, and when we say the mainstream media, we're not talking about just the news, but we're talking about every major platform out there that uses the internet, uses satellite communications, uses the radio frequencies, all of this, this is included in this group. We, without a shadow of a doubt, they are being influenced by demonic powers. Now, I'm not saying there's not a... there's some good voices out there, but I'm telling you, predominantly, the airwaves are being controlled by demonic forces. And you say, Pastor, what in the world are you talking about? Well, let me give you a verse here. This verse is really the backdrop of this entire talking point that I want to discuss with you tonight. All right, here's what it says. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 for you guys that are following along with us, listening by Apple or by Spotify. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. That's where I'm going to be at. And you he made alive, who were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. Now look at this term he uses, according to the prince of the power of the air. The Apostle Paul, who wrote this to the church of Ephesus, he references a phrase here. He references a title. He calls it the prince of the power of the air. Now, not only does he reference this prince of the power of the air, he also tells us that we who are born again, we who are regenerated, we have given our heart to the Lord. We're saved. We once, before we were saved, before we were born again, we all walked according to the course of this world. We followed suit with the world. We followed the suit of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. We walked in that course of the world. And then he tells you that all of that was being influenced and directed by this prince of the power of the air. Now he goes on further and he says that this is a spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So again, he says this is a spirit that now present tense his day of him writing this letter to the church of Ephesus. And I propose to you that this same spirit is working in the earth today in the sons of disobedience. Now you may ask, who is this prince of the power of the air? After, when you start breaking this down, the identity of this prince of the power of the air appears to be Satan or Lucifer himself. Now, we do know that there is principalities, Ephesians chapter 6, but this particular spirit that Paul addresses here is a higher hierarchy, or higher ranking than just the principalities. And the principalities are one of the highest ranking principalities. He talks about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in heavenly place. So he gives you a rank there. But the reason why I say this prince of the power of the air appears to be Satan, it appears to be Lucifer himself, because whoever this is has the power and influence to sway the course of the world. It influences entire civilizations to follow course of the world. And it works, this spirit works through the sons of disobedience. In other words, it influences those who are unsaved, who have not been born again. Their minds have not been renewed by the washing of the word of God. So when we go into even deeper into this, let me pull up this scripture here. Let's read the rest of what Paul said here. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Okay, so he's giving you clues, guys, of who this prince of the power of the air is. And what Paul is saying here also agrees with the Apostle John, who wrote in 1 John 2:15-17. Look what he says here. Now, again, John is addressing the saints. He's addressing us believers. Okay. He says, do not love the world or the things in the world. Now, he's not talking about loving people here. If you study the New Testament Bible, the New Testament of the Bible, you'll discover that there is three Greek words for the word world. There's the world as in the planet. There's the world as in the cult, the society, the influence or the culture, okay? And then the third Greek word for the word world is humanity. So let me say that one more time. Three Greek words for the word world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He's talking about humanity here. That's the Greek word there. Then it says that in Hebrews, it says, and by faith, God created the worlds, plural tense. That Greek word there is the planet itself, okay? Or planetary systems, worlds and world, it's the planet. Then we have this Greek word in 1 John 2:15, where he says, do not love the world or the things in the world. He's talking about the system, the culture, the society, the influence. And let me prove it to you. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, he's going to give you a description to really kind of solidify what he's talking about here. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, look what he says here, the lust of the flesh, all right, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So he just defined you, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, that is in the world. Again, we know that it cannot be the planets. We know he's not talking about humanity. He's talking about the world system that's being governed by, are you paying attention? The prince of the power of the air. Look what he says here. This is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Okay? And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So this is, again, this is what Paul's talking about here. So we gotta pull out some other stuff here, because I'm just building a foundation before we get to the real talking point of what I'm going to bring home here, okay? We know, according to Isaiah, that there is, when it, the Bible mentions heaven or heavens, there's three heavens, okay? There's number one, there's called what is we define as the outer immediate atmosphere. This is the This is the atmosphere in which you look up into the sky and you see the clouds, okay, in the sky. Then you have that's called the first heaven. The second heaven above that, when you go beyond Earth's atmosphere, you enter into what we call outer space. This is the dwelling place of the sun, the moon, and the stars, the constellations, all of this, okay? Then you have beyond the regions of the north. It's beyond anywhere that a telescope can see, beyond any sophisticated equipment that NASA possesses can see. It cannot behold it with the human eye. Above this is where God's dwelling is. This is his inhabitants. This is where his throne is. And this is called the third heaven. The Apostle Paul referenced the third heaven in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when Paul said, I was caught up into the third heaven, and he called it paradise. This is under the throne room of God where he saw this take place. So here's what we know. Again, the first heaven is the atmospheric heavens. This includes the air that we breathe as well as the space that immediately surrounds the earth. If you want to get technical, for all the technical nerds here that like these terms and terminology, this is called the troposphere. It extends about 20 miles above the earth. Again, the space above this is called the stratosphere. All right, then you have the second heaven. And by the way, the second heaven is where Satan was cast to. He has access to the first and second heaven, okay? But eventually, he's going to be... Now, again, once we understand this, guys, it is suffice to say that Satan, a.k.a. Lucifer, a.k.a. the prince of the power of the air, has influence over the airwaves. Now, what do you say? What are you talking about, preacher, when you say the airwaves? I'm talking about Satan has been granted limited authority over the airwaves and atmosphere of the first and second heavens. This would include the likes of, pay attention, satellite television, radio communications, cable television, internet, social media platforms, hello, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, even podcast. Let me say this one more time. Satan has limited authority as the prince of the power of the air that Paul identified him as. He has influence over satellite television, radio communications, cable, internet, all major social media platforms, and now even podcasts, of course, because it's going over the airwaves. I'm going to show you an article in just a second that's going to prove this point. We know this, guys, but I just want to solidify this to you. Think about the majority of the content that comes from these sources being fed to humanity. Think about it. Think about what is being fed to us from the all these sources, from satellite television, radio, cable, internet, social media, even podcasts. It is filled with darkness, evil, lies, sexual immorality, profanity, violence, murder, and the list goes on. Paul tells us that in Ephesians chapter 2, that the vessels used to carry out these assignments, he identifies them as sons of disobedience. In other words, the producers, the engineers, the ones behind it, the president of these companies, the ones who are pulling the strings on these major news networks, these media platforms, et cetera, they are the, if they don't know the Lord, they're not born again. Their minds have not been renewed. Paul identifies them as sons of disobedience that are walking according to the prince of the power of the air, the course of this world. So they're being influenced by Satan himself and demonic forces to propagate this stuff to your family, to your children, and to the nations of the world. Oh, I'm going somewhere with this program today. Satan is working overdrive in this area as we speak to bring about manipulation, to bring about influence, to bring about control. Here's one that might get your attention: to bring about censorship of voices that proclaim truth over the airwaves. Let me say that again. Satan is working in overdrive to try to suppress, try to silence and cut off and remove all voices of truth going over the airwaves. Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about when I'm about to tell you. Some of y'all won't, but there was a man by the name of George Orwell, and he warned about this. He wrote a novel called 1984. This was a novel based on a future of a dystopian society wherein which, watch this, listen to me carefully. In this book, there's many things he points out in this book that are absolutely prophetic and they're happening right now as we speak. But one of the things he talks about in his book is he said, and again, this was based on a fiction. It wasn't, but have you ever heard of the phrase stranger than fiction? Because what he deemed to be fiction is actually now become our society's reality. This is what we're dealing with right now. But one of the things he talked about in there is what was called a telescreen. Now, this telescreen allowed the government of that day to watch and keep an eye and keep close attention to its citizens. People who knew the cameras and microphones were always on, but they could never be certain that someone was watching them at any time. Wow. Now, the reason why, listen to me, the reason why, and again, Orwell put this in his novel, the reason why the citizens was given an awareness that the cameras and microphones were always on, but they never knew when they were actually being watched or monitored, was that it was a way to keep the people in fear and in check. Oh, y'all not hearing me today. A telescreen was basically a two-way television found in every home and business that allowed the governing party of its day to perform constant surveillance on the population. This telescreen was designed to watch individuals, and especially in their home, and observe and make sure that they pay attention to what is being told to them and how to properly govern themselves to be good citizens. And if they said anything that went against the government of that day, there would be consequences. Well, gee, here we are in 2024 of the date of this podcast, and consequently, all the technology that George Orwell gave us a cryptic preview of is now here and present and probably in most of our homes that are listening and watching this. In fact, let's run down this checklist and see if you probably have this technology in your home. If you've got a smart television, you've got this technology. If you've got a smartphone, if you've got tablets, if you have Alexa in your home, if you've got Siri in your home, if you've got Google Nest, if you use OnStar, and the list goes on, then friends, you have this same dystopian technology in your home, and it is take residence in your home. Guys, listen, I'm not getting on you. We've got it. Our home is inundated with it. You can't get away. You say, well, Brother Ricky, I live out in the middle of nowhere. I'm off the grid and I don't have any of this. Well, then you probably aren't even listening to me if that's the case. If that's the case, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't be watching on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop. You would be completely cut off from society. And even then, you are naive and arrogant to think that you can somehow hide in somewhere in the woods and they can't find you. You do understand that they have satellite technology and capability to look down from space and see you in your little bunker that you think that you're obscured from everybody else in society. Come on. I'm telling the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. I'm not telling us to go hide in a hole somewhere because we just can't. Guys, I'm just telling you that it's here. It's now. And Satan, the prince of the power of the air, is the puppet master controlling the airwaves. Let me kind of weigh out my words here before I say this. Every news broadcast, every breaking news alert that you and I receive today, it is not like it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It's, remember 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years, something would take place, an event would take place somewhere in the world, and there would be journalists, there would be reporters, there would be news agencies, and it was literally true breaking news. We're here live in whatever, in Seattle, Washington, where there has been this and that take place, and we're literally on the scene. Guys, those days are over. Can I prove it to you? Google is working overtime along with other agencies like the Chinese government to control what and how we receive as quote unquote breaking news. For example, something can happen somewhere in the world and you get word of it from a source outside of the mainstream media, a friend, a coworker, whatever the case may be. So you go to Google and you start searching. You go to the search engine and you start searching out some major event that you've heard take place. Right under that, now you're going to start seeing a message from Google that says, this story is rapidly changing. Please refresh frequently for new updates. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it right in front of me, but it's somewhere in that ballpark. That's what it's going to tell you. In other words, translation, our team is working overtime to construct the narrative to make it fit the agenda that we want you to hear and see. Are you hearing me? Are you paying attention to what I'm saying? The prince of the power of the air is working overtime. And friends, look what's happening in the Middle East. You have countries, you have factions, you have terrorist organizations that know this. Who do you think is influencing an organization to shed innocent blood and carry out heinous acts of evil that are beyond descriptive of words that can describe it? They're already being controlled by Satan. They're being controlled by demons. So if anybody has first world information, or if anybody has first hands-on information to this kind of technology, it's going to be them, because they're being controlled by the same spirit that's controlling them. So is it any wonder that when something happens, media organizations who are being controlled by the prince of the power of the air will construct, twist, and manipulate the narrative to fit their agenda that they want you to see? And guys, if we think it's bad now, wait until we see, we're already seeing the explosion of one of these things, but wait till we see the full force of artificial intelligence and deep fake technology. Let me say that again. Wait until we see the full force of artificial intelligence and deep fake technology. If you think the deception of the prince of the power of the air is bad now, wait until this comes into full force. I'm telling you, people, you better get in your word. You better get grounded in the word of God. You better get in your prayer closet. You better have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because there is coming such mass deception on a scale that we have never seen or ever experienced in our lifetimes. And many of our regular viewers and listeners, you've heard me talk about this. If Paul warned about this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He said there would come a time in the future during the tribulation when the Antichrist rises to power and the restrainer is removed from its place. Again, I don't want to go into who the restrainer is. There's so many different variational views on that and theological debates. So we're just going to leave that out. We're going to go right to this. Ready? Verse 9, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, Paul said the coming of law of the lawless one, this is the Antichrist, by the way, is according to the working of Satan. So who's controlling him? Who's influencing him? Who's using him for his purpose? Satan. But look what he's, but Paul says it'll be with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So this ups the game, guys. This is a game changer. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Translation, if you are here in the tribulation. Now, again, depending on your theological view, that could be whether you miss the rapture, whether you believe there's no rapture and now you're thrusted into the tribulation and you're here. Whatever your view is, if you make it to the tribulation, however you make it there, whoever these people are on the earth during the tribulation, if they don't have a covenant with Jesus, they're not born again, there will be such mass deception that those people will be succumbed to lying signs and wonders. They will embrace it. They will eat it up. They will believe a lie. And God, read that in 2 Thessalonians. It says that God himself will cause a strong delusion. Now, that's always intrigued me, and it's always puzzled me, because I've always, can I be human for a second? I ask the question like, Lord, why would you, isn't that kind of cruel? Why would you do that? Why would you send a strong delusion upon these people that are unsaved so that they would be swallowed up by deception? Now, I'm going to give you what I think is the answer. Whoever this is on the earth, they have had multiple opportunities and chances to receive and accept the gospel truth of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Whoever this group is, in order for God, because we know that God is slow to anger, he's quick to forgive, he's abundant with mercy and forgiveness. So why would God say, I'm going to send such a strong delusion upon these people who have refused to accept the truth that they would believe a lie, that they would perish? I mean, has anybody else thought about this? Again, the only answer to this is these individuals, whoever these are, have had multiple opportunities to accept the truth, but they've rejected the gospel. Oh, come on. You read it. Read in the tribulation. You'll discover that when right in the middle of these, in the tribulation, these bold judgments are coming. These vile judgments are coming. 100-pound hailstones are falling out of heaven. There's men that have these sores that are breaking out on them because they've accepted the image of the beast. They've worshiped the image of the beast. They've taken the mark of the beast. They've worshiped the Antichrist. And as this is happening, even the kings and the leaders of the earth will go into their caves. They'll go into their underground bunkers. And the Bible says, listen to me carefully, they will shake their fist at the God of heaven and blaspheme him. So again, can you not see this, guys, coming? Look at these crazy people in the streets of America, in the streets of the Middle East, in the streets of Europe, with they're shaking their fist, foaming at the mouth, snarling their teeth, and they're screaming curses against America, curses against Israel. They're making these proclamations that I won't repeat on the air. They are being influenced by demonic spirits. All right, now let's take this plane home. Let's land this plane, okay? Let me go back up here. What did I say? I said the prince of the power of the air, which we've now identified as Satan, with all of his workers with him, Ephesians 6, his whole rank of principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness, all working in conjunction together. watch this, with one agenda in this hour, and that is to cut off the voice of truth. And guys, this should not be some deep revelation to you. In fact, if you go back and study church history, you'll discover, you can go all the way back to the Old Testament, and you'll discover that Jezebel, her main objective was to silence the voice of the prophets of her day. Under her leadership of her and Ahab, they were slaughtering prophets. Obadiah had to hide prophets from Jezebel. She went after Elijah to silence the voice of the prophets in that hour. Then we go into the New Testament and we see where Herod and Agrippa both were trying to silence the voice of the prophets and apostles of that day. Herod gave the decree to take the head off John the Baptist. Well, John the Baptist represented the voice of truth. He represented the voice of the prophet in that hour, calling for repentance and turning from sin and turning to the Lamb of God. But his voice was removed. It was silenced by his head being removed. Then you go over here into the book of Acts, and you have Agrippa, King Agrippa, who was in power, who again silenced James by taking his head off. And he represented the voice of the apostles. So you see this, which, by the way, then had the authority in the early church establishment of the church. Now look, here we are in America, and we're not seeing the physical sword removing heads of the church, of the voices of truth in this hour, of the prophets and of the apostles. But can I tell you how Satan is masterfully removing and shutting down and censoring the voices? He's doing it through the governments who are working overtime to censor, shadow ban, silence, and cut off voices over the airwaves of truth proclaiming the gospel. Did y'all see this new? This is kind of an older report, but some of you may know this, some of you may not, but This is from the Canadian government. And by the way, there's an old saying says, if you want to know what's coming to America, just study what's happening in Canada. And about 3 to 5 years from now, whatever's in Canada will be here on the shores of America. So don't think for a second, just because this is not in America, that it's not coming to America. Wake up, friend. Quote, is a wave of censorship coming? Is it coming? Are you kidding me? It's already here, my friend. It's already on YouTube. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. It's on TikTok. Don't say, is it coming? It's here. But we're talking about a whole, but we're about to up the game here. Look at this quote. The Canadian government will begin to regulate streaming services that broadcast podcasts.
They're regulating podcasts in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was reading about this bill, because I woke up and, we're jet lagged, so I woke up at a ridiculous time. I went on the phone, which you should never do, let's be honest. That is a bad way to start the day.
It's not good.
No. And then I was reading about what they're doing. It's terrifying. So they want to bring in this bill whereby they regulate podcasts. So what they want to do is every podcast streamer or whatever it is, platform that makes more than $10 million revenue, not profit, revenue, has to register with the Canadian government. They then want them to hand over information about their content and the people listening to their... To the government.
Imagine
Trudeau
getting a hold of Alex Jones' email list.
Probably a bunch of senators on there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. But, I mean, imagine.
Yeah.
And then
the government can get that.
They're talking right now about, and maybe we're going to need to fact check this again, because I was reading it this morning. But basically, they want it to promote Canadian. Something to do with, like, basically what Canadian greatness, whatever it is, they talk about it, and Indigenous affairs. And you're like, oh, so they're going to say a number of things are un-Canadian. and then you can just silence them. Look what Trudeau did with the truckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
We just had one of their guys on to talk about it.
Not just the truckers, but people who donated to the truckers got their bank accounts closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is wild.
Yeah.
You got locked out of all of your money because you donated to a cause where you didn't think that people should have to take an experimental vaccine in order to be able to work to drive a truck.
But.
Really?
No.
Really? You think that's okay? Like, that's so not okay. The fact that those people aren't up in arms. The whole country didn't freak out and demand and change. Like, you can't have – that's dictatorship stuff. That's right. What that is. It's Banana Republic stuff.
That's right, friend. They're coming after podcast. Apple – don't think Apple's not on board. Don't think Spotify's not on board. Let me say that again. Don't think that Apple, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast, don't think that these networks, these platforms – are not on board with this. Let me read this report. On Friday, the 29th of September, the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, the CRTC, announced a new regulatory plan for, quote, streaming services that operate in Canada that earn $10 million annually or more and offer broadcast content, quote unquote, podcast. According to the CRTC, this is a new way to modernize media regulation in Canada so that in the future, streaming platforms such as Netflix or social media make meaningful contributions to Canadian and Indigenous content. Meaningful contributions to Canada. However, critics say this new measure actually seeks to restrict freedom of expression and, here it is, silence the few remaining dissident voices in Canada. Governments hide things by announcing them on Friday afternoons. Last night, Trudeau announced he now requires YouTubers, live streamers, and podcasters, including those streaming on X, formerly known as Twitter, to register with the government. This is right out of the handbook of China, friend. And it's here now, right in your neighborhood. All of this is part of Trudeau's internet. Trudeau, however you want to pronounce his name. His censorship strategy. Renowned conservative journalist Ezra Levant, who is the editor of Rebel News, this is based out of Canada, by the way, wrote on Saturday, according to Levant, this decree will seek to limit Canadian and independent media and the only free press in the North American country. Since traditional media receive multi-million dollar subsidies from the Trudeau government, in an extensive thread on X, Levant claimed that CRTC is immensely political. He remembered that in 2015, they, quote, canceled the television network Sun's News Network, luckily for Fox News Canada. Sun News wanted the same regulatory treatment as the two left-wing all-news channels, and the CRTC denied it. Levin went on to say that, quote, I used to work at Sun News. Out of its ashes, we built Rebel News. We were rebelling against the three things: media party groupthink, expensive TV infrastructure, and CRTC regulation. On the internet, we were free. Within a few years, we had a much larger reach than Sun News had. But unfortunately, for Mr. Levant, those days have now come to an end. Let me give you another. I want to read this quote from the National Post. Quote, the text of the bill requires that any online undertaking shall clearly promote and recommend Canadian programming and ensure that any means of control of the programming generates results allowing its discovery. It's similar to how the CRTC currently doesn't have much direct control over TV shows or artists, but it does strictly legislate the broadcasters who hire and distribute them. In just a few weeks, if this Bill C-11's measures are enacted as written, Canadians will indeed be seeing a level of state control on the internet unlike anything else in the democratic world. I hope that this has got your attention today. See, here in America, Google, Facebook, they're real slick about this. See, there was a time when they were flat out just banning you and unpublishing your content and your pages. But there was something, there was such an uproar by officials and the government and then the Congress and then the Senate and all this stuff that all the eyes and the spotlight came upon these tech giants and these people like Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, who was the former president of Twitter. These social media giants got real slick about this, and they changed their format and how they began to censor. So now, instead of, and I'm not saying they don't still unpublish pages, but have you noticed that you don't see this as much? What they're doing instead is they're just completely and utterly shadow banning you. In other words, your page will stay up, your content will stay up, it'll remain up again to a point. Don't think that they still ain't taking them down, because they are, but I'm trying to make a point here. You think that, hey, they're letting up the reins a little bit. They're allowing free speech. No, don't take the bait. Instead, what you're going to discover, if you go and study the analytics of your channel and of your broadcast and all this stuff, you'll discover that what's happening is, instead of them flat outright banning you and unpublishing your page, they're suppressing and shadow banning you to the point that nobody sees your content. So you exist out there in, come on, are you hearing me? In the world of satellite, social media, and all of these venues, but you'll never be seen. You'll never be discovered. You'll never be found. So let me wrap it up by saying this. Don't be surprised when, and it's, look, all of those who are awake and not woke, you're going to understand this. But there's some people out there, guys, for whatever reason, they're just not, they're oblivious to this. So why are we surprised when we see something so obvious in front of us, but yet the mainstream media wants to tell us that it's totally contrary to what we can see with our own eyes? And I want to make the prediction. So I want to go on record and say this right now. So it's out there on a public venue, on Facebook, on Rumble, on YouTube, all these platforms. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I believe the day is coming in the very near future that some faction, some government, some elite organization is going to have in its possessions and already has in its possession the technology such as artificial intelligence and deepfake to carry out, let's just throw the Blue Beam Project in that as well. And they'll use all this technology to carry out an event that is all artificial, fabricated, not authentic, not real. And I'm talking about completely CGI. And it will look as if you are looking at breaking news and you are gasping, I can't believe that this happened. This is such an atrocity. This is a miscarriage of justice. I can't believe. And you, people will be enraged. They'll be up in arms. They'll be foaming at the mouth. They'll be shaking their fist. They will be demanding this. They'll be demanding that. They'll be rioting. They'll be protesting. There'll be an uprising, all of this stuff. And the event in which they are manifesting over never actually happened. It is going to be the same technology, listen to me, friend, that the false prophet of Revelation 13 is going to pull off in the tribulation to convince the masses of the world to bow down and worship this image that he will have constructed and built and created by the people of the earth that it talks about in Revelation 13. So listen, guys, it's all here. So I'm just going to go on record and say that. I believe with all my heart that's going to happen. It may not happen next week, next month, next year, but it's coming. It may have already happened and we will never know. But I'm telling you, it is going to happen, or it is already happened, and it will continue to happen. This is how bad this is, guys. And again, don't lose sight of this. I'm telling you, I want to warn everybody, you better know who's pulling the strings behind the scenes so that you don't fall victim to Satan's bait. And that is start pointing your fingers at a certain ethnicity, a certain group, a certain party, a certain government. You better know who's pulling the strings. And it is Satan himself. Ephesians chapter 6, Paul addressed this. Paul has told us this. And so that we know that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Okay, so listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, guys, if you've not downloaded our free app, I want to encourage you to do that today. You guys that are listening by Apple or by Spotify, you can get it today at your Play Store, depending on what device you have. Once you download it, hit yes to push notifications, you're going to be good to go. You guys that are watching the visual of this, Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, the main website, under the description of this video, you're going to see a place there where it says download our free app. If you'll click on that link, it's going to take you to page again where you can go and get our free app today. As always, guys, we want to say thank you for coming on tonight. And again, don't forget to hit the like button, the share button. We do know that when you hit that like button, that share button, it does, at least we know allegedly, it pushes our material out there on the platforms. How much of it actually goes out there, I don't know. But hey, we're going to do everything we can to get it out there and inform people. So if you could hit that like button, we appreciate that. Hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, that little bell notification, depending on what platform you're watching, listening from. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. Listen, our ministry operates completely free to you. The app is free. We don't charge you for merchandise. We don't sell merchandise. We don't sell CDs. We don't sell DVDs. We don't sell e-courses. We don't sell any of our teachings. We don't require memberships. None of that. We solely operate on our partnerships with you. So if you're blessed by this ministry, you're encouraged by it, you're informed by it, you're equipped by it, we want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. The easiest way, in my opinion, is give electronically. You can do that through the app. If you have the app, go all the way to the bottom right where it says donate. You'll click that, and it's going to take you to a page where you can give electronically through PayPal, through your credit card, through Venmo, through Cash App. All of those are available. Or you can do the old school method of giving by check or money order. And you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. But we will be right back here on Friday, October 20th. Same time, same place, same channel, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, with another great talking point. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may He keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.